Should remember that there is such a, over a nation, there shouldn't even be any Jewish money, there wouldn't be any Jewish businesses, no Jewish shops, no Jewish, any, forget the complete mechir of Klal Yisrael. As we said, Haman is choishesh all the chashoshes. So what did he do? These letters which were sent to the governors were secret letters, and he did not allow them to open the letters until you get to Yud Gimel Adar. Why? Says the God, because he was choishesh, the Amaleki is choishesh for everything, he was choishesh that if it becomes public knowledge, the Yidden would go to the different pachos that they have shaykhs to, and the Yidden would give money, and do shtadlonas, and in many, many places, maybe not all the places, in many places, the pachos wouldn't let the gzera happen. That's why he was choshesh. So he kept it a secret. These letters were kept as a secret. And then he sent out a second thing. Pas shegen haksov, ninose dos b'chol medina medina, golui lekol ha'amim. He sent out a second thing, a big settle, a big poster like they have here in Yerushalayim. They're always sticking posters on the walls. That's the Pas Shegen Haksov. That was Goli to everyone. What did that say? That just said, Lius Asidim Layoim Azeh. A whole big thing that everybody should be prepared and ready for Yud Gimel Adar. It doesn't say what they're going to do. The instructions of what's going to happen on Yud Gimel Adar, the Pachas and the Ashtarpanim, have it in their letters, so hopefully the oiler will be prepared and ready, but they won't know what to do until the day comes. That way, he tried to guarantee that the yin wouldn't be able to stop the gzeira. Horotzim yotzu tchufi bidvar melech vados nitno b'shushan abira. The first place the Pas Shegen was put up was Shushan abira. And they went, the runners went throughout the kingdom. V'amelech v'homon yoshvu lishtois. Pli atzuma. After they decided that they're going to kill all the yin, they sat down and had a party and drank elechaim. Or maybe lemames, whatever they would say when they're drinking. It's yodua that Hitler used to have dinner parties, and they used to tell him how many yidden they were killed at the dinner party, and he used to be and give him simcha. he was a genuine, grandchild descendant of Haman. Shushan Navoicha, but the whole city of Shushan was confused. So what is this? What's supposed to be on Yud Gimel Adar? Nobody knew what is supposed to happen. As we said, he took into Amaleki, he took into account every chashash in the book, except what? The Lo Yireh Elokim. Mordechai yoda es kol asher naso. How did Mordechai know? How did he figure it out? So the Gemara, Meruach HaKodesh. Lo Yireh Elokim, he takes into account everything except HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And they wanted to see Liros Hayam du Divrei Mordechai. Well, as we'll see in the Hemshech of the Megillah, the Divrei Mordechai were Ye'oi made, and not the Avodah Zarah. The Mordechai Yoda is Kol Hashen Aso. Oh, Mordechai. Now you know, there's this terrible Gzeira. Now we understand. Min HaShemayim, Esther is the Malka. This crazy thing that happened, that she became the Malka of Achashverosh. Terrible, terrible tragedy. But now we know Min HaShemayim, why it happened. So Mordechai, go and tell Esther, and let Esther do shtadlonos. Go and speak to the Melech. That's not going to do anything. First of all, you have to get to be metake in the Etzem Chet. What's the shoresh of the whole thing? Remember we said the shoresh of the whole thing was Shishtachmu Letzelem, Vimeinu Chanetzah. Mordechai's tafkid is to be metaken that chet. What was the chet be'etzim? They didn't do Avodah Zarah, but it was nireh ka'Avodah Zarah. They bowed down, but they didn't accept it as Avodah Zarah. The goyim accepted the tzelem as Avodah Zarah. They didn't. So, but it was a marasayin of Avodah Zarah. Elochanami. This gzeira actually never happened. It was a marasayin of a gzeira. It was mido k'neged mido mamish. It was extremely scary. The Klal Yisrael didn't know that it wasn't actually going to happen. But that was the oynish. Now Mordechai has to make a tikkun. So what did he do? There's no point in speaking to Esther unless you make a tikkun. Vayikra Mordechai is begadav, vayil bashsak v'oife, vayetze besoicha ir, vayizak zaka doyla umara. Mordechai davened in a very public way. He ripped his clothes, he put on sak v'oife, nehugei avelus, nehugei tanis, and he was Zoyek, davened in a very public way, which was the hepech of the Shtachmul Atzelem. Vayovay ad lifnei Shar HaMelech, and he came up to the Shar HaMelech, ki ein lovay el Shar HaMelech b'levush sok. He only came up to the Shar HaMelech, but now, because he's put on the levush sok, there's one place he can't go. The one place in the whole of Shushan, he can't go into the Shara Melech. So there's one person he's not going to be able to talk to. And that's Esther. So what he's doing is lechora anti-Hishtadlus. He's destroying the whole chance of doing any Hishtadlus here. The obvious Hishtadlus is to get to Esther to speak to the Melech. She's not going to know anything about it. She's stuck in the palace. How's she going to know? We have to be metake in the chet. Ubechol medina, medina, mekoim, asher dvar ha-melech doso yomagia. Evel godol ha-yehudim, metzoim, uvechi, umispeit, sakvo efe, yutzol ha-rabim. Mordechai Sisoiris was mashpia on the whole Jewish world. And wherever the dvar ha-melech came, later on we'll see, it took 73 days for them to go through the whole medinas, to go to all the medinas. And every place that they came and put up the Pas Shegen Aksov, the Yin started davening, and the Yin started Halhogas of Tshuva, Tzoyim, Ubechi, Umispeid. That came from the Hisoris of Mordechai. It was Goyrim, Mimela, everywhere the Klal Yisrael were being Oisek, Be'efem Yutzal Arabim, in a very public way. They were Klal Yisrael were being Metake in the Chet. Oh, now we can go. So what's going to happen? How's Esther going to know anything? He can't go to the Shara Melech. Don't worry. Rabbi Shalom runs the world. They came and they heard about it and they knew about it and they came to tell Esther. And she was extremely shocked. Kibat sick. But why? Because she knew there must be something very, very chomor if Mordechai is doing this. What is going on? Vatishlach begodim lahalbish es Mordechai, lahosi sakha be'olov, ve'loi kibel. But she sent Mordechai a set of clothing, to come into the Shara Melech and to tell her what's the problem. And then he could go back to David. And Mordechai refused to be mafsik in his davening, even to go and speak to Esther. Below Kibel. Why? Because the ikar is the davening. But what's she going to do? Vatikra Esther la'asoch. So she called Hasoch, who's Daniel, Misari say ha-melech, Asheher mid lefoneo, Vatetzaveyu al Mordechai. She sends him to Mordechai, Lodas maze ve'al maze. She wanted to know what's going on and why it's going on. Al-Mazeh, she was a Nevi'a. She understands that it's not enough to know a Gzeira. What's the Shorish of the Gzeira? Vayetze Hasoch el Mordechai l'Rechoy Vo'ir. Asher lifnei Shar HaMelech. So he went to speak to Mordechai in the Shar Ha'ir. Vayaged lo Mordechai is kol asher korohu. And Mordechai told him everything that happened to him. Korohu. The Chazal say, he told them it's Mr. Korohu ben Korohu. The by Amalek says Asher Korcha, Amalek's not going to say anything with Mashkocha. Everything's Bemikra. Everything just stam happens. Bemikra. So he told him, because it's very strange that Mordechai uses a Loshon Karohu, it's a Mikra. So his Merav is that it was the old Siddur of Amalek, Karohu ben Karohu. Other Mephoshim explained that Mikra is something that happens without an obvious cause, right? It's a Mikra, an accident. There's no obvious cause. So he explained to her that he might have been the catalyst of this Gezeira, but that's Mikra, Korohu, that was Mikra. It wasn't his fault that made Haman made the Gezeira. It looks like it was his fault, but it wasn't. It's because of Ishtach Vulatzelim. Ve'ez parashas ha-kesef asher omar homon lishkol al ginze ha-melech v'ayuhudim la'abdo. But he told them the whole parashas ha-kesef. What's the parashas ha-kesef? Parashas ha-kesef is that it's very serious. The Achashverosh took the money and gave it back. The Achashverosh is also part of the plot. Ves pashegin ksov adosa shinita b'shushan la'ashmidom nosad loy la'harises esto la'hagidlo. And he gave her the pashegin aksav and explained it to her that it means la'ashmidom. Uletzav v'yisol le'a lova el ha'melech li'schan ed loy la'vachish b'lefon av'alamo. And he was metzave her. He gave a tzivui of a novi that she has to go to the melech and plead with the melech for Klal Yisrael. Vayovei hasoch, vayagin lester stivrei Mordechai. Vatoy be Esther lasoch, vatetzaveu and Mordechai. So Esther sent back to Asoch, back to Mordechai. And she said as follows, Kol avdei ha-melech ve'am medinos ha-melech. Yoidi. Everybody knows this is the most public law which everybody knows. You can't plead ignorance of the law in with Legabi this law. Everybody knows. Kol avdei ha-melech ve'am medinos ha-melech. Yoidim. Asher kol ish v'isho. Asher yovei la-melech. Men or woman. Doesn't make a difference. Who come to the melech. Elechotze ha-pnimis. Asher lo yikorei. If he's not summoned. Achas dosei lehomis. Miyad he's killed. Levad. Me'asher yoshit lo ya-melech ha-shav et hazov v'choyo. Or unless the melech puts out the scepter. And then he will live. Vani, loni crazy lovela melech, zesh lo shim yoim. And I haven't been called for the king for 30 days. So the Mephoshim explained, there's never been a 30-day period which he hasn't called her. Min ha-shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is ma'akev, that for now, for 30 days he hasn't called her. She tells Mordechai, as the Gaon writes, this is not ishtadlus, this is anti-ishtadlus. To go now is crazy. He's never called me, never been a period for 30 days. Tomorrow, the next day, he's going to call me and he's going to want me and then I'll be no sechein beino. If I go now, achas dosa lehomis, I'm not going to get anywhere. I'm going to be executed. This is anti-ishtadlus. When is this gzera taking place? 11 months' time. 13th of Adar. We're the 13th of Nisan now. What do we, there's no rush. What do we have to rush for? Wait till the melech will call me. And that's why Min HaShamayim, the staff of this 30 days, that he hasn't called her. So it makes it even more sensible that she should wait and not go now. Vayagidu leMordechai Stivrei Esther. So told it over to Mordechai. What did Mordechai say? Vayomi Mordechai Loshim El Esther. Al tadami benafsheich li malik beis ha-melech mikol ha-yehudim. Don't think you're going to escape. Ki im hachreish tachrishi ba'eis ha-zois. If you keep quiet now, today, revach va'atzolo yavod la-yehudim mimokem acher. I know, min ha-shamayim, there's going to be atzolo of the yin. Va'at u'beis ovich tovedu. But you and your father's house are going to be destroyed. What does he mean? Umi yodea im leis kozoisi gat la malchus. And who knows if for this time this is why you came to the malchus. What does he mean? Terence is. Why is there Haman in the world? How is there a Haman in the world? So we know because Shaul kept Agog alive when he was supposed to kill all the Amalekim. But in the Haftorah for Parsha Zoch, next week's Haftorah, says interesting Zoch. Shmuel came to Shaul, and Shmuel and Novi had a Dvar Hashem, and he tells him as follows, Koy Omar Hashem, Svokas, Pokadati is Asher Osa Amalek Li Yisrael, it's come to the time that I'm going to destroy Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Asher Somnoi Baderech Baloisim Mi Mitzrayim, Ato, now, Lech V'Kiso Es Amalek, go and destroy Amalek, V'Charamtem Es Kol Asher Loi, destroy everything he has, V'Loi Sachmoel Olav, and don't have any chemla, don't have any mercy on him, Veheimato me ish ad isho me oilel viad yoinek, mishor viad se, mi gomo viad chamor. Very clear, all the halachas of Mechias Amalek was spelt out very, very clearly. Veloy sachmo. No, Shaul gets together an army and they attack Amalek. And Vayach Shaul is Amalek, mechavina boach ashur asher pnei Mitzrayim. Vayit poisis Agag melech Amalek chai, and he captured Agag alive. Ves kol ha'om echrim lefi chorev, and he killed every other Amaleki. Why did he keep Amalek alive? I told you because Mistami he wanted to execute him in a much more public way, not stab kill him on the battlefield. This is the end of Amalek. Mechias Amalek mamish, the beginning of the Gula Shneima. And then it says interesting possible. Vayachmoil Shaul v'om alagag. They had rachamim. If the pshat is that he wanted to kill him in a royal way, then that's the chemla. He was going to kill him. The pashli was going to kill him. But he wasn't, didn't want to kill him stab on the battlefield. And that was a nekuda of chemla. Val meita v'atsoin v'abokor. And they were merachim on the good, the fat sheep and cows, v'amishnim, v'alakorim, v'alkolatoiv, v'loy ovu acharemo. They didn't want to destroy that. V'cholam elocha nemivsa v'nomeis oisa echrimu. Anything which wasn't very choshev, they destroyed. Why were they merachim on the cows and the sheep? So such megushamim. What do we see in a good cow? Steak, geshmak. What did they see? Korbanos. As you see, Shaul said they were going to bring them as korbanos. That was, but it's a chemla. They were told not to be choymel. Their cheshbon was, efshel lekayim shneim. Why just kill them, stam? We'll bring them as korbanos. We'll be yotze, giving, melting a korbanos, these fat sheep and cows to Hashem. And be made and they'll be dead. But the mice, if the sheep is a korban, it has a shtikl ilui, it has a shtikl tachlis, more than if it would just not be killed. He was told loy sachmoel, and there was a nekud of chemlo here. Miad vayit var Hashem el Shmuel neimor. Nichamti kim lachti yashol lamelech. Kol Shmuel says, I regret that I was mamlich shol. He shom me'acharoi v'estvorai loy heikim. He's not been mekayim when I told him. Vayichan Shmuel, and Shmuel was upset because Shmuel was a Moshiach Shaul. Vayizak el Hashem kol alayla. Vayashkim Shmuel likras Shaul baboike, and he comes to Shaul. Shmuel comes to Shaul. Vayugad Shmuel leimer bo Shaul amar Carmela. Vine matziv lo yod. Vayisoy vayava vayerid agilgal vayava Shmuel el Shaul. I'm skipping a bit, and Shmuel comes to Shaul. Look what happens. It's an incredible psukim here. Vayoyim Eloi Shaul, and Shaul's so happy to see Shmuel, and he says, Boruch Atol Hashem, Hakimoisi is Dvar Hashem. Valdig, Boruch Hashem, I was Mekayim the Dvar Hashem. Vayoyim Shmuel, I think this is Lanius 90, one of the funniest words in Tanakh. Ume HaKoil Koil Hatzoyin Azeh Bosnoi, it's a Tavir. Ume Koil Hatzoin Azeb Oznoi. What's the meh? Why do I hear all these lambs? Meh. Koil Hatzoin Azeb Oznoi. the Koil Abokar Asher Anochi Shomea Vayom Eshol Me'amaleki Hevim. Shmuel didn't think there was anything wrong what she did. Yes, I brought them from Amaleki. Asher Chom Al Ha'om, he used the word Chom Al Ha'om Al Meitav Atzoin V'Abokar L'man Zvoyach L'Hashem Elokecho. We were choimel to bring them as korbanos. We destroyed everything else. He didn't see. Shaul didn't realize he did anything wrong. I'll tell you what Hashem told me last night. Oh, what schar do I get from Bechia Samolik? If you're a humble man in your own eyes, but you're the melech of Klal Yisrael. You're a melech. You were supposed to finish them off. Why didn't you listen to the Koil Hashem? And you went after the spoils, make them korbanos, and you did the evil in Hashem's eyes. No? He still didn't chap. Sheshamati b'koil Hashem. Vo'elech baderech Hashem shlochani Hashem adid. Vo'ovi yisagag melech Amalek v'samalek hechramti. It must mean he wanted to kill Agag, because otherwise he wouldn't have said he was Shomer l'koil Hashem. Vayikach ha'om me'ashol l'tzoyn l'boker, reishis acherim, l'zbach, l'Hashem l'kecho, b'gilgol. What's the problem? I was mekayim the mitzvah Hashem. Vayom Shmuel, so Shmuel told him what's the exact problem. Ha'cheifetz l'Hashem ba'olus u'zvachim, kishmoya b'koil Hashem. Does Hashem want korbanos, or he wants you to listen to the halacha, to listen to the Koil Hashem? Hinei shmoya mizevach toiv. Listening is better than a korban. Lahakshiv mechelev eilim. Listening and being mekayim the halacha is much more choshev in Hashem's eyes than bringing him the fat of the chelev of the lambs. The ike is, you listen, and you didn't listen. Ki chatas kesem meri, v'ovin usrofim haftzar. Yad Moasto is Tvar Hashem, Vayimoscha Melech. What was the problem? What was the chet of Shaul? The chet of Shaul Beika was that he didn't listen to the tzivui of Shmuel and Novi. He wasn't Mekayim Kipshutoi. He made Cheshbonus. He was told, Lo Sachmol, kill all of them. And he didn't listen properly. He made Cheshbonus. And that way is how he's going to be Mekayim, the Shmuel. And he didn't even realize that he's not being Mekayim. And that was the Iker Chet. That Chet is still here. There's never been a tikkun of that Chet. And now we're suffering from the outcomes of this Chet, because that night Agog was Boal HaShivcha, and from that it came out Hobbit to the world. Lemaisa, after the next day, when Shmuel is there now, Shmuel comes and executes Agag in a very bizionistic way. It says, Vayishasev, he sliced him up. He cut bits of his flesh off, bits, Gederech, cruel, mamish cruel, because by Amalek you mustn't kill them in a merciful way. Faker, you have to show your sinner for Amalek.